to all of you.
Thank you.
facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket. Guys, it's been such a long hiatus. Nick is getting our computer, in which case we'll be back soon. But yeah, so for now, enjoy Wonder Why by Atlas Lab.
Yeah. is your country thing. I be so bold myself, can you come and fuck me? I feel so ordinary, so when you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Wait.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Can you
hear me? Wait.
You literally can't hear me.
Wait. Now I can hear you.
Now you can. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Hey, Nick. Welcome back to the studio.
Yeah, it's been a long
time.
It's been literally a long time. But you know why we're back today? Because it is Yael's birthday. It is literally Yael. We're not gonna last name, but it begins with an S.
You don't even know how to spell Yael.
Yeah, none of you know how to spell Yael. So we're here today.
It is
my 21st. No matter how tired we are.
My 21st birthday. No matter how many exams we have.
Like, we could have an exam tomorrow at 9 in the morning. We'd still be here.
Except we haven't been.
Except we wouldn't have actually been if there was.
But we're here now.
We're here now.
In many ways, I truly don't understand if this is playing.
Nope. The music is playing?
I don't understand why the music isn't playing.
We're gonna figure it out.
I have no sort of like.
We're troubleshooting on air.
We're literally troubleshooting on air. Nick, do you have anything like fun to share? I feel like we've really chatted about a lot of things. You see, the thing about the radio show last semester is that Nick and I didn't hang out.
Yeah.
And now we would talk about things.
We literally were like. We were literally warring. But now we're literally not.
No, but now that we, like, hang out regularly...
We hang out.
We have nothing to talk about on air.
So...
But what... Like, I'm
I
sure
actually
we
don't...
We
I
do.
Don't know what happened to your day today.
You don't know what happened to my day?
I don't know what happened to your day. I don't know what you did.
Well...
Walk us through your day.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, I woke up...
Or how about...
I woke up at 8 in the morning today, actually.
Oh, yeah, to finish your
problem set. To finish my problem set, which actually I turned in, like, clownery. Clown.
At 2.
Yeah, like clown makeup. Clownery. And then I went to class, and then I worked at the sink.
12 to 2.
I probably shouldn't advertise, like, my hours at the sink.
Why not?
Okay. Yeah, if you're feeling super...
Drink fun. From the sink.
Drink from... I'm actually wearing that shirt right now.
Drink from the sink.
Listeners cannot see this, but I am wearing... I'm literally wearing a bedazzled black tank top that says drink from the sink.
For all abroad listeners, and that means you don't go to Tufts University.
That is
the,
not...
The... the sink is a cafe. So, drink from the sink.
Literally drink from the sink. Nick, can you log into Spinatron?
Yeah, I can log into Spinatron. Because
I never had a Spinatron account.
Yeah.
I'll keep telling you about my day. But you log in.
I'm gonna,
you keep moving.
Goodbye, radio.
I don't remember what I did. Oh, I went to Econ. And I said, what happened with that problem set? What's up with that? And she said, you guys were all confused about the problem set. It was the same exact, like, thing that we did in class. But, first of all, NJ...
Literally.
NJ 1211. Nick does not remember the password to the Spinatron. He's doing some serious coding. What is Cox.net? Can I say that on air?
Yeah, it's a cable company.
You're gonna get locked out of Spinatron.
What? I don't know. Where's my phone?
Nick does not know what his Spinatron in. Also, Spinatron is.
This episode is just gonna be us troubleshooting.
This episode is gonna be us troubleshooting, but it's gonna become even worse because Tuna is listening and he said he'd call in. And
oh, really?
We don't know how. We are not good at navigating the phones in many ways. Because we like to keep it freeform. But
let's try it. We'll try some variations.
You're gonna try it out. You're gonna try it out.
Do you have to call in?
I know it is. You can't hear Nick saying that Tuna calling in is literally complicated, but he's right. He's literally right. I just want to see if me doing all these things will make the music play, because I'm concerned about that. Let's see.
Yeah, why is my music playing?
Yeah, it's literally plugged in.
Yeah. Damn. Are we literally done?
Oh, wait.
Is it playing?
It is playing.
On air?
But really quietly.
Wait, go.
Okay, wait.
So why isn't it playing in the studio?
This is very confusing stuff, guys. It's kind of playing, but not really. You like, do you think it's my computer? That'd be kind of fucked.
No, it's literally the bitches.
First of all, like, literally true. That's okay, though. We'll figure it out.
What's going on here?
Going on where?
This is weird.
Okay, when I plug this one in, nothing happens. So
I don't know what my password is.
Nick, just click forgot your password. Oh my god, you're gonna get locked out. Just go to forgot your password.
But then I have to like do a whole email thing.
Like, I literally can't be held responsible for this. Nick.
I only have so many variations of passwords.
Like, well, is it the right email?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I just fucked that up. Wait. Like, Nick.
Can I just get in there for like two,
okay.
2 seconds?
You get in there. You chat about it.
Literally would have failed. Hey guys, sorry for literally like the most annoying radio show you've ever listened to. we're just confused.
Turn
on mic. I'm trying mic 4.
Yeah.
Okay, she's on. Yeah, I was gonna talk to.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you through my little thingies.
I have tried multiple incorrect passwords, and literally not one of them is right.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Nope.
Nick.
Okay. We're gonna do forget your password. Oh my god.
Get closer to
Is it? No, we're doing.
I already turned that off.
Okay. We're gonna get in there. My robot.
Like, guys.
Oh, I'm requesting a new password.
You're requesting a new password. Nick and I got here 10 minutes late, and there were people here, and we like to think that it was their fault.
That this is why the radio isn't working?
Yeah. They broke the radio. They literally broke the radio.
Okay.
What is it? Video killed the radio star?
I'm resetting my password.
We have a password reset on air. Literally password reset.
Okay. Like, if this doesn't work.
Guys, what's the deal with Be Real?
Yeah, it's taking...
It's taking the world by storm.
The world by storm.
The Ivy has a monetized partnership with it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. DJ Nikki J, we're in. Dude, good thing we actually can't play music.
Okay, now... But now we're in.
I do... Okay. Shitty of you to make me feel just like this.
Where's your sound? Because you can kind of hear it.
Oh,
maybe
you
you're.
Know why?
You know, literally that.
Literally that. Literally
that. Like, I'm burning the hell, probably, but I'm gonna keep saying,
guys. Like, literally, we're stupid.
You know I love my Asians. You would think USC, who he played with, Trojan helmet on, put it in the
back. Turn down the music for a second. Nick and I are actually the most annoying people on the planet. We were actually just so stupid, and we were like, it's broken.
And we're actually blaming it on the people. We didn't have our volume turned up on the computer, so it...
Wow, you really had to expose us.
It doesn't...
You know, today I learned something that I wasn't supposed to learn, and then I spoke to that person about the thing that I wasn't supposed to know.
Who?
Like, this is really...
Oh.
Okay, nobody's gonna listen to this. Yeah. Except for Tuna. He might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tuna. I love you. But anyway, this person threw up on his computer this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which a friend told me.
Mm-hmm.
And today he was complaining. What are you staring at? So the back blaze? It doesn't matter.
This computer's backup has been safely frozen?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
It's part of my computer back.
Got it.
Nick got so scared about a notification on my computer.
Like, it looked a little alarming, no?
No, I know. It just pops up. I need to fix it, but I'm just a girl.
She's literally just a girl.
She's literally just a girl. I'm just looking to see our sound levels.
They're good. Like, they're good.
So true. Mm-hmm. Like, just inching closer. So anyway, this person was like, yeah, like, I had to get my computer replaced, blah, blah,
because,
blah, blah.
Oh, because they threw up on it. They literally
And so I said, in a crowd of people, including...
Mason Goldberg.
I was like, oh yeah, you threw up on your computer this weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, maybe. I will not confirm or deny anything. And apparently, this was top secret information. Apparently, this was top secret information that he didn't want shared.
Oh. Well, you had to tell me off air who it was.
Yeah.
Got it.
I told him.
That's really funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, imagine throwing up on your computer and then having to replace it.
No, but also, I was just confused about the fact that I wasn't supposed to know.
Yeah, that's not like that.
This is actually, guys, anybody listening, this is top secret information.
But it's on air now.
I know, it's
you
literally
have 2 weeks to go into the archives, because I know everyone's going into the archives and re-listening to this show.
Everyone.
To uncover this top secret information.
Yeah.
Like, go back into the archives.
Like, literally dig in there. Imagine somebody was like, I heard you talking about me on your radio show.
Oh, you have some fun... Some fun people on Spotify listening activity.
Name one fun person, but do it covertly.
ZC.
Okay. Is that that fun?
No, it's not fun, but it's, like, random.
I'd like to keep it random and quirky.
Yeah.
I keep it freeform.
Freeform.
But anyway, so my friend's boyfriend had told her that information.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, did you tell anyone about that? And then I actually proceeded to tell her that I actually told him.
Your friend's boyfriend? Who? Oh. Yeah.
We're trying to be very discreet and covert. Mm-hmm. And I think it's working.
I don't think you can hear it. Because that was a...
It was juicy.
Mm-hmm.
We've been mouthing words at each other that you can't see or hear. So feel left out about that.
Feel left out.
Nick is also wearing my sweatshirt.
Yeah, I've been wearing this sweatshirt a lot.
It's great.
A lot.
Have you noticed the pockets?
There's pockets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't...
And
right
like
now,
you can put a whole phone in there and you won't notice.
Oh, I'm gonna utilize that.
Yeah.
I just found out there were pockets in the sweatshirt.
They're great pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to talk about my day.
Yeah. You went to the sink
and then I went to class and then I went
Yeah.
Oh, then Kiara and I freaking choreoed for like 2 hours.
How was that? When's your dance?
It's 8 to 9 tonight.
8 to 9.
Yeah. So my Mondays are just truly shot. Like I do so little on my Mondays related to schoolwork.
Yeah. Shot in the dark. How was it? Was it good?
You know what? It was a total hoot and a holler. It was so hilarious. We started off weak, but then we hit our stride because we kind of forgot the choreo.
Yeah.
Because sometimes that happens.
No, I would actually be a buffoon trying to, choreograph anything. So kudos to you, birthday girl.
Wow. I got a kudos on my birthday.
Kudos. If someone said kudos to you, what would you do? In an unironic sense.
I would nod.
Kudos to you. I would be fine with it, I think.
Kudos. Yeah. Kudos to you. I just like
no
who
one says that.
Who
no
is
one
out here using kudos? Who is out here using kudos? If you're a kudos user,
kudos
do not interact.
Kudos to you.
Kudos to you. Nick. I made a Facebook invitation for a pregame for the burn. I didn't see you RSVP.
I will literally RSVP, but you know I'm a Facebook.
But you know what the more hilarious thing that happened to me on Facebook today?
Yeah.
This person invited me to their birthday party.
Oh. Like, you literally need to go.
No, wait, I do. When? And yeah. I'm one of 21 invitees when I last checked.
Literally, why didn't he invite me? Wow.
Like, it is me and the squad.
I'm going to go with you.
No, please do. It'll be right after birthday dinner.
Wait, when is this?
On Friday.
Oh, babe. That's your birthday dinner.
It's my birthday dinner.
We don't have to go to this.
But, like, I kind of want to.
If we have time.
If we have time, like, have I would time. I would fit it in.
Yeah.
Isn't that
When is birthday dinner? Like, what? Literally the time.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Oh my god, I forgot to tell you, Liz has COVID, so she can't go.
Oh no.
Wait,
when did she get it? Literally today?
Like yesterday.
She could go. Was that 5 days?
It's four days.
It's four days.
Who's
drawing a line at 4 and 5 days?
You know? Like,
who's drawing that line? I'm literally not to be like.
No. That's fair because like, what makes you yeah. not contagious?
You know,
on the sixth day.
Yeah,
it's like Shabbat.
Right.
The day of rest.
Literally right. That's Friday.
I just burped on air. That was my bad. That wasn't even like.
That was literally crazy.
That wasn't even like.
What if we planned. Checked how many people are listening?
Yeah, I'm sure that people just left after that.
Like, we just got a mass exodus. Let's see.
So if the numbers are low.
WMFO.
Nick, I was just thinking about the fact that we used to do this from 2 to 3 a.m. Who were we?
Oh, literally. Okay. 20 listeners?
We have 20 listeners
guys,
right now.
This is too crazy.
This is too crazy.
For 20 people to be listening.
No, I know. And this is like a raunchy one. It's not raunchy.
It's pretty bold
and brash.
It's like a little crass.
It is a little crass.
Is that even the right word? Just pulling words out.
Kudos to you for that one.
Of the jungle.
Kudos to you.
Does everyone like the music in the background?
I was wondering about that.
I kind of like how it's like undertone of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I can't really hear it that much.
Oh, I can't hear it really at all.
What if we turned it up a little?
I kind of don't want to.
Okay.
We're going to play we need to play 2 songs.
One of them is the Yebba song.
What? Like, how do you know?
Because guys, I knew that you were going to play that song.
Guys, number one, Yebba.
Nick loves this song, and I now am into it.
It's Far Away by Yebba and ASAP Rocky.
It's a good song.
You guys need to listen to it. We're going to play
You need to listen.
And you're going to, but in a minute. And then I'm going to play my annoying 21 birthday song for you.
Okay.
And then you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
But these are the mandatory songs.
Okay. I'm fine with those being the mandatory songs. Do you want to start with the Yebba?
Yeah, we're going to start with Yebba. We're going to be back right after Yebba.
Like, we'll be right back. This has been
guys, I'm going to put you onto this song, and everyone's going to be like, oh my god, wow.
It's a good song. It's literally a good song. 1 minute.
Just supporting local artists.
This is not a local artist. This is truly...
It's actually...
ASAP Rocky.
In Yebba.
But Nick, isn't this a hilarious thing? Like a concept?
What? Oh, yeah.
Totally.
As a concept, yeah.
Did you look at the invitees?
Mm-hmm. And that's why I was like, we can skip this. We can literally skip this. Because I'm, you know. Anyway.
We're being kind of bad people.
Biatch.
Biatch. Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, yeah. Bye. Listen to Yebba. Anyway.
Listen to Yebba.
Watch the embers burn away. Pour a double cup. I'm dirty dancing. What am I running from when I run so far away? Lord knows that I'm trying. I know our love has been dying.
shrooms. I might get that tattoo. Shit. Might just keep it cool. Yeah. Depending on my mood. Yeah. The sun is rising. Depending on my moon. Yeah. Tell them boys back it up. Cause I'm finna act a fool. Yabba dabba do, I'm with Yabba in my coupe. With my fellas, all the soft levers, bumpin' fella coot. I'm that gin and juice, after that, I left the roof. After that, we hit the after, I was spot to the afternoon. I love shrooms.
Groceries was hands on, I can't come back with my hands full. I worried around on the answer, I just give it up like my hand full. Let's get the handle, back in the day to the band though.
Back in the band though.
You can't fuck with the hoes, you can't zone. With the hand phone, walk with that man, with that holding in the hand.
Holding the hand, period.
If I focus, I can transform into a lotus.
Pull
up with Rolls Royces, Swiss Swiss.
And we're back. That was really the only song you needed to listen to.
Yeah.
In many
we'll hear,
ways.
We'll hear one more song.
Maybe. We'll hear one more song.
For the last. A 21 themed song.
21. Did you see, I got shouted out on an Instagram story today.
On Tunas?
Yeah.
I didn't really, can I read it again? I feel like I was like confused by it for a minute.
He was looking for a 21 themed song.
Oh, yeah.
By 21 Savage.
Oh, it was there?
But the problem was that all of them really have the N-word all up in them.
Yeah.
And it just, it wasn't, the optics weren't good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have a caller.
Oh my God. We literally, okay. Wait, how do we do this?
We have a caller. Oh my God. Okay, wait, caller. We don't know how to do this, but give us a second. Nick is doing the thing.
Good at it.
Nick is doing the thing.
I feel like you're good at it. Okay. Mic one literally off. Okay. And then you do what?
Press one.
No, wait, you should have mic one off.
Can you hear?
I feel like I can hear
it.
Wait. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, you have to put him on
wait,
air.
Wait, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I can hear.
Okay, cool. It's literally Tuna.
I know, it's literally Tuna.
I'm like afraid to like release my hands.
Just release your hands.
Oh, okay.
But he's not on air.
It's going.
No, I know, wait, but I can't hear
it. You're not on air right now. Sorry, we're so bad at operating everything. Okay, wait. Is he on air now? Like
no.
What? You're going to be on air soon, Tuna. We're just going to... Can you hear Tuna?
Wait, hello? I can't hear him.
Is he talking? No, I can't hear him.
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
Wait,
talk again, Tuna.
Hello?
Oh my God, yeah. We literally have you.
That was bad.
But you're here now. Welcome.
Am I on air?
Yeah.
Let's give Tuna an introduction.
Cool.
I can introduce myself.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. My name's Tuna. I'm a senior at Tufts.
Mm-hmm.
And I
am Yael's girlfriend.
Nope.
Boyfriend.
I am Yael's girlfriend.
That is a fact.
And a fun fact about me is that I learned to whistle.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. To our 20 listeners, this, you know, a lot of people don't know how to whistle.
Like the worst.
So my fun fact, my go-to fun fact is that I taught myself how to whistle in high school. And I say that's a fun fact because I feel like you either learn how to whistle as a child or you just don't learn how to whistle. And you're like, oh, I can't whistle.
In other words,
this was the story. Y'all got zero reaction.
First of all, was I going to get a reaction?
You actually weren't.
But I just want to say... What'd you say?
We were dealing with an unreactive crowd.
We were.
So I'll give her that. You could throw something and... Isn't there like a saying, like you throw something at the wall and like...
You would stick?
Yeah, but it doesn't... Like, it doesn't... This actually doesn't apply to what I'm trying to say. never mind.
That's so hilarious.
Like, kind of like the whistling fun fact doesn't apply to...
Like, literally, fact. Guys, yeah. Shut up.
Bully L on her birthday.
No, I'm not going to bully L on her birthday.
First of all, you've already commenced the bullying.
Humble Yael.
Humble.
Even on her birthday. That's the lesson.
No. I'm just calling in to say I'm really excited to celebrate on Friday. It's going to be a really fun little party. Yael's parents will be there. Nick will be there. Yael will be there.
Yeah, it's like a whole DJ party. Who else do you even need?
Yeah.
Fun fact, Nick, Tuna, and I spent the entire snow day together as a thruffle.
It was so fun.
It was literally a blast.
It was a cozy little time. We made soup.
Yeah.
We watched Nick make soup.
Yeah. But it's okay. I love it. We had
a blast.
It was a blast.
This Friday is going to be a blast.
This Saturday?
This Friday.
Oh.
This Friday, yeah. I'm excited because, you know, I do a whole thing. Yael has requested a special cake for her birthday.
What?
and a special pizza.
Are you waving are you weaving a tail?
No.
A special pizza? Is that what you said?
A special... Yeah, you know pizza?
Yeah,
I know pizza. Oh, literally? No.
Wait,
I don't know a pizza. I don't know a pizza, and I don't want anything to do with pizza, because I almost fell for it. You almost did. We gained one listener.
Yeah, I think... Was it you tuning in, Tuna?
No, I was...
You were here the whole time. Were we annoying? Like, were we annoying? On air.
First of all, wait, are you standing like miles away from your phone? Like, why are you so quiet?
Because my phone is miles away from me.
Yeah, it's miles away from you. Like, hold it closer to your face.
Okay.
Oh my god. Literally, night and day.
You sounded like those like metro speakers.
Yeah.
No one can
metro booming.
Well, I think that's it for me. I was just trying to get that pizza joke in. That was really, the extent of...
What is the joke again?
It's
a D's nuts. Yeah, it is a D's nuts joke.
Literally a classic. Like, you can't not chuckle when you hear it.
Wait, he did that to you the other day.
He does that to me all the time.
The other day.
I've done that. I have a laundry list or a shopping list.
He has gotten me so many times, and every time I'm devastated because I swore that I wouldn't fall for it again. But
I'm pretty gullible
I never expect pizza. I'm like, pizza? Like what kind of pizza am I getting? Like what pizza?
You're getting literally a pizza D's nuts. that's a fun one. You know what a kid said to me today at work?
What?
This is actually not related to what we're talking about, but it just reminded me of something like rude. this kid, I'm telling her directions, And she says, you can't tell me what to do, whatever your name is. And I was like, I literally am your teacher. Number one.
First of all, the volume in here is out of control.
And imagine being called whatever your name is.
First of all,
like, she I was literally, like, you are irrelevant.
I literally have gotten called the equivalent of whatever your name is. First of all, you have easy to pronounce name privilege.
I do.
So check that. Check that privilege.
But she didn't even know my name. She didn't. Well, she actually does know my name because 5 minutes before this, she called me Mr. Nick. So she was actually just being rude.
Mr. Nick.
Anyway, my kids at work are fun.
They're a blast. They're fun. They're a blast. Tuna, are you still there?
Yeah, so I'm putting on my moisturizer.
He's putting on his moisturizer. Mm. He's suddenly moved the phone miles away from him again.
Yeah.
No, I've returned it to my ear.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're keeping it freeform in here.
Freeform.
I will let you do that. And I just wanted to call in and say that. And
you can't leave the radio birthday. Without saying I love you, DL. On radio.
I do love you, DL.
I love you too, Tony. Yeah.
Everyone's getting a tender moment at 1:53:48 in the morning. I hope
this is
a tender moment.
This is for all the 21 listeners.
This is for all the lovers whose birthdays it is today. If you love someone and it's your birthday, this one's for you.
And with that,
Tuna leaves the call.
I say good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, guys.
He's off air.
He's off air. Just like that. We lost our second caller.
The second caller ever in the world.
Ever in the world.
Ever call on this station. You want to put your...
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to play one more song.
We're going to play one more song. I don't know what that song is.
It's like the song I play for everyone on their birthday. Well, on their 21st birthday. Because... And now everyone hates it. But it's actually a good song. It's like literally a good song. But M hates it now.
M hates it.
Caroline hates it.
Wow.
Maria hates it.
Wow.
It's been played.
So I can't wait to hear it.
It's just been played a lot. That's why.
Hooray.
Okay. In honor of Yell.
Yell.
This is 21.
Late dinners and black sprinters. After show, after party. Orange juice and Bacardi. I'm old enough, I made enough to move to Abu Dhabi. And who could stop me? Yeah. Old friends, they comment, but where you been? One fish, two fish, y'all all switched. Past tense, back when I was irrelevant, it's evident. Everybody not made for this life. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. Oh, I'm 21, yeah. Everybody wanna be my guy, yeah. And my girl too. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. I'm 21. 8 a.m., meditate, I'm running late. I'm out the gate, I'm on the way. Tell them to wait, cause this meeting's here. It's people there, they everywhere. They want me to share, no way. Now that we number one, I gotta run, the deal is done. I don't need no sleep, I've been at it over a weekend. Work as hard as me, but wanna eat. Can't cheat the grind. No, everybody not made for this life. No, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. I'm 21. Oh, I'm 21. Screaming, I'm 21. Everybody wanna be my guy and my girl too. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. Yeah. Oh, I'm 21. That hype shit won't get you nowhere.
That type shit won't get you nowhere. Stop telling people that we been tight. I ain't seen you nowhere. That hype shit won't get you nowhere. And I love when they be thirsting. I ain't text you back cause I was working. I be so low key, they want me. They want me. They want me. Everybody not made for this life. No, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. Oh, I'm 21. Yeah, yeah. Everybody wanna be my guy and my girl too. Yeah, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I'm 21 now. Screaming, I'm 21. Trade it for the world. 21 now. And I wanna be my guy, my girl too. Shit, I wouldn't trade it for the world. 21 now. 21. Do 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 do.
Hey.
Hey. Back. No, you still didn't turn on the... No, actually, no, wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just kidding. I didn't have my headphones on.
We have 1 minute. Approx. 1 minute.
Approx.
Closing line for the day.
Closing time. Closing line for the day.
Guys, call in if you love Yael and want to wish her a happy birthday.
With 1 minute remaining.
Literally call in.
And 21 fans. Oh my god!
Are people calling
21 in? Fans.
Well, let's recheck.
You said...
19.
Oh my god!
19. But maybe 20.
At some point, we had 21 exactly. And I think that's magical.
That's a symbol.
That was literally symbolism. Wow, we had several people leave us.
Tuna left us.
Well, Tuna left us, but someone else did too.
F you.
Yeah.
Listener who left us.
Yeah.
Because now we're at 19 listeners, or maybe 20. I'm confused on how to read this, but...
Who is MP3 streaming this?
To all you who are still listening, good night.
Illy. Literally Illy.